Excellent. Okay, kahit break, ano, nakikwentuhan pa rin tayo about it. We have time to answer some questions. Maganda yung mga questions. Si Val, may question siya. Val, ulitin nga lang natin for the benefit of the class. Okay, tapos ang sasagot si Jeline. Sinarinig niya yung answer eh. Hindi, props lang yan. Ito talagang totoong mic.
Hello. Ayan. Yeah. Ayun po. Tinanong ko po kanina kay Pastor Ado kung paano ba yun? Paano ko imimix lang yung itong, kumbaga, school of thought ng StrengthsFinder tsaka yung 80-20 rule ba? Yung 80% ng time mo, ilaan mo sa strength, 20% sa weakness. So, sabi ko, nag-a-apply. Paano ko i-apply yung 80-20 doon sa... Kasi nga, nag-exercise tayo, di ba? Paano mo gawing strength yung isang weakness? So, si Jeline, sasagutin kung paano.
According to Pastor Ado, yung 80-20 principle would not always apply. Kasi, lalo na sa situation na to, kasi hindi naman kumu-weakness mo siya as in absolute weakness. Some weaknesses can also be a potential strength. Especially kapag dinidemand siya ng work mo. For example, kay Val. Ano ilagay niya? Yung effective presentation. Bilang head ng worship services, we deal with volunteers. So we really need to develop effective presentation and public speaking. So kahit sabihin niya na weakness niya to, hindi pwedeng maging excuse yung 80-20 na magbabank na lang siya dun sa strength niya, tapos yun yung i-develop niya. Pero dinidemand ng work. Ayun, siguro in-add ko lang sa kanya kanina. Parang si, in-appoint naman tayo ni Lord in the position. Kaya may grace din siya for us to overcome yung seemingly weakness natin.
Ayun. Excellent, Jeline. Oh, yung mga seemingly weakness ngayon, hindi sila dahil you're not capable of learning it. Ano lang sila? Yung unripe pa lang. Na pag inaral mo talaga, tapos in-apply mo yung talent mo, dinagdagan mo ng character, knowledge, and skill, pwede siyang maging super strength in the future. And ang example ko na applicable yung 2080, ano ba, singing. Kahit anong pilit ko, hindi talaga ako matanggap sa victory worship. Yun, kahit less than 20% of my effort, pwede doon. Oh, si God lang nakaka-appreciate ng boses ko. Yun na, happy na ako noon. I don't have to prove myself to others. Tama ba? Pero when it comes to improving my communication skills, wala pa ako doon, I can still grow in it. So pwede pa ako mag-invest ng 40-50%. Yan. Thank you, Vala. That's a very good question. Palaging question yan ng marami. Thank you, Jeline, for... Nakikinig ka pala. Okay. And talking about that, here are some more tips on how to do, what to do, with your seemingly weaknesses. Okay, number one. Get a little better at it through education and training. Bakit? Kasi baka ang kulang mo lang naman talaga is knowledge and skill. Of course, character is very important. All of us are growing in that. So meron ka naman ng refrigerator, kailangan mo lang mag-grocery for the pork chop. Hindi nakukuha ni Sir Ice yun kasi it's a joke. During the first session, kahit anong hanap mo ng pork chop, kung walang refrigerator, wala talagang pork chop, di ba? Hindi pa rin nakakatawa pag hindi kompleto yung kwento, no? Naalala si Maria at si Junjun? Yung nag-test sila, naalala niyo ba yon? Hindi na?
Hindi.
Ah, hindi mo? Oh, sige, para lang to kay, ano? Hindi si JC, si Edward. Di ba nag-test nga sila? Tapos, sabi ni Maria, Junjun, kamusta yung exam? Nahirapan ako eh. Ako rin eh, sabi ni Maria. Sabi niya, in fact, blank nga yung paper ko eh. Sabi ni Junjun, naku, lagot. Bakit? Ako rin, blank eh. Baka kala ng teacher, nagkopyahan tayo. Kailangan nila ng education and training, no? So, Bal, hindi mo nakuha, no? Yung pork chop. Okay. Alam niyo ba si Junjun, ano yan? Kailangan niya ng training. Umuwi yan eh. Sabi niya, tay, tingnan mo yung drawing ko. Sabi ng limang Delphine, ang ganda-ganda naman anak. Ang galing mo mag-drawing ng dinosaur. Tay, hindi po dinosaur yan, kayo po yan. Training and education. Pwede naman siyang maging great artist. Kailangan lang niya mag-aral ng artwork. Okay. Susunod, use your strongest theme to overpower weaknesses. Meron kang ibibigay. Okay, huwag mainggit sa mga may self-assurance. Pwede mong gamitin kung anong meron ka. Right? Okay. Hindi yata masyadong best yung example, yung self-assurance. Sa mga learner, inggit na inggit kaya ako sa mga learner. Ang dadaya. Kahit walang theme, pwede nilang aralin yung theme mo, di ba? Pero ano yung meron ka? May empathy ka ba? May puso. Gamitin mo yung puso. Di ba? Okay. And then find a partner. Puso. Yan ang puso talaga. Totoo din yan. Totoo din yan sa lifetime partner. Oh. In fact, ang isang blessing sa akin ni Lord, yung opposite ko yung napangasawa ko. Oo. I'm sure okay din kung pareho kami mag-isip, magsalita, kumilos, may wills, may plano si God. Pero in my case, kung ano yung kulang ko, meron si Minette. Deliberative niya, yung achiever niya, nandun. Kaya ako yung taga-isip, siya taga-implement. Di ba? Sesaya ng teamwork namin. So, totoo din yan sa lifetime partner. In fact, pag may manliligaw sa inyo, ladies, sabi nyo, requirement, bukod sa NBI clearance,
strength finder.
May strength finder result. Okay? So, kung kailangan nyo magpa-coffee, magpa-mentor siya sa akin, okay lang din. Okay? Because we're concerned with your well-being. I-mentor natin sila on how to use strengths and how to understand you. Ayan. Okay? Going back to work. Di ba masaya? Meron kang ka-teammates sa church na gustong-gustong gawin yung ayaw na ayaw mong gawin. Okay? Tapos ikaw din, likewise, meron ka rin. Vice versa lang yan. Right? So, get along with them. Kaibiganin mo. Okay? I-bribe mo eh. Kung kailangan. Kasi his success, her success is your success as well. Tama? That's it. Now, magti-team workshop na tayo. We have a few more minutes. Tapos na tayo sa team summaries, right? Nagawa na ba natin to? Okay. Pinuno natin last time eh. Ng team summaries. Ilang workshop na gawa natin? Dalawa? Dahil pala natin na-cover last time. Do you remember this? Meron ba kayo nito? Si Giselle. Oh, hindi natin to nagawa. Okay, mukhang i-skip natin to ah. Ito na lang. Tawag dito, strengths booster. Strengths booster. Ito kasi, mga kapatid, ano to eh, useful to kung one department kayo. Kaninong example to? Explain ko na lang to sa inyo. Yan, explain. Hindi natin magagawa kasi hindi naman tayo one church or one or department. Sa Makati, ano to eh, yung mga mahilig mag-excel, ano? Ano to, powerful to, may mga formula to hidden within the ano. So, ilalagay lang nila yung strengths ng mga teams, automatic na ko-compute. Now, you can see here the four quadrants, relational, impacting, executing, tsaka strategic thinking. Okay? If you look here, the top five teams, as one team, ito yung top five nila. Tingnan natin, ha? Si Makati Church, ang taas ng responsibility. Okay. Talagang masisipag nitong mga to. Tapos, positivity. Masisipag na, masasaya pa. Includer. No one gets left behind. Walang na-out of place. Halika, sama kayo sa trabaho. Ganun. Tapos, belief. May mga conviction sila. And finally, connectedness. Relational din sila. Wow. Anong, bakit nakuha yan? Kinonsider lahat yan. Lahat yan, may points. Ang point system yan, 1 gets 5 points, 2 gets 4, 3 gets 3, 2 gets 4, and so on and so forth. Basta ganun. Basta baliktad. Tapos, if you're in a team, alam mo rin yung missing theme sa group. Ito yung 4 quadrants, wala pala silang harmony. O, walang sino man sa kanila na may harmony. Wala ding may, ano kaya to? Consistency and discipline. Tsaka walang may context and intellection. Ito lang yan, abbreviated. Normally, ang ginagamit namin sa exercise, ito. Remember the concept na the team that has everything in balance are more productive together. Remember that statement? Pag meron kang department na well-represented yung 4 quadrants, ang expectation they'll be more productive together. Ito yung computation para doon. Okay? If I'm not mistaken, ang ideal score dito will be 23.5, 24.5, 23.5, 24.5%. Pero nakakalito, di ba? Sana man lang 25, 25, 25. May paraan doon. As long as zero lahat to, balance yung team. Pag may konting deviation, okay lang yun. Huwag lang mag 2 digits. Yung 2 digits, we consider that very significant imbalance. So, having heard that, anong interpretation natin dito? As a team, mukhang balance naman sila. Except, pagdating sa relational, sobrang taas. Sarap siguro magtrabaho sa Makati. No? Sino taga Makati dito? Kita nyo na. Ayaw nila ng training. Gusto nila mag-fellowship na lang. Hindi sila nagpapadala. Oo. Pero, ayan, ang susunod na malakas sila executing. Okay lang yung relational basta may nagdi-deliver. Pero, medyo one thing yung kanilang influencing. It's impacting other people. Communicating to eh. This is getting the message across. Yung influencing. Any question? But, pag in-apply natin yung previous slide, hindi naman sila, sabihin ko sana bubing, hindi naman sila yung totally deprived of people with influencing. Kasi, pag kailangan mo ng task na influencing, you go to these people. Pastor Julius, ang taas ng influencing, may command. These guys, si King, si Tristan, kailangan niyo si Tristan? Sobrang lakas ng influencing niyan. Tawag nga ni Pastor Julius, Tristanity daw. To do the will of Tristan. Ganun. Love ko yun, friend ko yun. Tapos meron pa dito. Does that make sense? So kung pwede mo i-apply yung previous slide, use your strongest to overcome. Ito yung mga tao mo may strong theme. Sila yung ibabala mo sa task na yon. Any question? Supposedly, kung team workshop to, kayo yung mag-figure out ng mga pinagsasabi ko in the last 5 minutes. Kasi i-analyze yung sarili ninyong computation for your department. Fortunately, we cannot do it in this context. Okay? Shall we move on? Do you have any question? Meron, this is useful, pero hindi to perfect science. It just gives you an idea to start talking about it. And in a team workshop, I require the participants to come up with action points. For example, ito yung department ninyo, ito nga talaga yung sitwasyon ninyo. What do you do? Come up with ideas. Since mahina tayo doon, supposedly, meron naman tayong mga tao, let's assign them to do those tasks. Pag maliit masyado yung department, in fact, I have seen departments na walang sino man meron dito. Ang mga action points nila, hindi naman tayo isolated, we can get someone from the kids' church to help us. Di ba si ganyan, ang lakas sa communication. Consult tayo sa kanya, advice tayo, and so on and so forth. Okay? Yan yung exercise. So, we won't be able to do that anymore. Wala talaga kayong question? Can I add something? Ang common na na-encounter ko sa seminar, lalo na pag group of leaders, tapos eto mababa, nauunsyami sila. Sabihin na, ibig sabihin, hindi kami leader. Hindi nila matanggap na mababa yung kanilang leadership quadrant. One mistake is because the word they're leading. Binago ko na yan eh. Impacting na yan. Pagiging impacto. Kasi nakaka-mislead eh. Yung word na leading. Hindi ibig sabihin, ito lang kailangan mo to be a leader. In fact, si Gallup came up with another book, Strength-Based Leadership. Okay? So yung manliligaw sa inyo, ladies, huwag nyo nang pabilin nung 2.0 na book. Yung Strength-Based Leadership na. Kasi same test din as you get to read about using your 5 teams to be a leader. I want to give you the gist of the book, okay? Para kung di mo na bibilin, bibilin mo na lang yung manliligaw sa'yo. Ito yung content nun. Si Gallup made a book on leadership. Ang kaibahan ng book niya, normally, a book on leadership studies leaders, tama? Sa kanya, ang ginawa niya, in-study pa rin niya yung mga successful leaders, pero in-interview niya yung mga followers. To be accurate, 10,000 followers were interviewed. And there's this one question that they're supposed to answer. What qualities of a leader will you follow with all of your heart? Ulitin ko, no? What qualities in a leader will you follow with all of your heart? Yung leader, ewan ko kung tama yung spelling ko. Kung may leader na you will follow with all of your heart, ano yung mga qualities na meron siya? Out of the 25,000 words in the English language, it all boiled down to these 4. Followers will follow leaders who can be trusted. Number one answer yon. If you're a leader who can be trusted, I will follow you. Trustworthy leader. Next, a leader who has compassion. If you care for me more than what I contribute to the organization, I will follow you wherever you may go. Ang classic example nila dyan, madalas daw ito nangyayari, nagpapaalam yung follower. And this is talking about companies, corporate. Papaalam, meron akong ano, pinapirate ako nung competition natin, mas mataas yung sweldo. Sasabihin nila doon sa compassionate leader nila, a manager. Sabihin nung compassionate leader, alam mo, that's the break that you deserve. Go ahead. I support you. Okay? I will let you go. And so on and so forth. More often than not, nag-i-stay sila. Because they would rather not depart from this leader who cares for them. Yun eh. They will follow with all of their hearts kasi compassionate yung leader nila. Pangatlo, stability. Ito yung may sense of structure, merong goal, the leader knows what the goal is, and the leader knows how to get there. Stability. And then lastly, a leader who can provide hope, speak hope. Kahit na medyo may crisis tayo ngayon, the leader would stand there and say, kaya natin to. We've had more difficult situations in the past. We can make this happen. How about you as a follower? Will you follow a leader with all these 4 qualities? Flip side natin. Lahat naman tayo leaders in some way. As a leader, do you have these 4 qualities? Do you provide them to your followers, to the volunteers that you manage? Ang premise ng book, using your top 5 themes, meron silang mga practical tips on how to provide that to your followers. You can use your relator to provide trust, compassion, stability, and hope. You can use your responsibility to provide trust, compassion, stability. You can use strategic. Pati strategic, kaya? Oo. Nandun, practical tips. Hindi lang yun. Kung meron kami na manage na tao na merong ganito, as a leader, how do you relate with them so that they can sense that you can be trusted, you have compassion, you have... Grabe, no? So ang sinasabi niya, hindi mo lang kailangan nito to be a leader. You can have this, you can have that, and be a leader that your followers will follow. Amazing, di ba? Meron din tayong seminar dyan. Someday, sa staff dev, next time, kung may invite pa tayo, nag-promote ng sariling seminar, no? Okay, question. Anybody? Wala na. Mag-ano tayo, group work. Gawin natin to in your groups. So among your top five themes, choose one that you feel you can leverage on to help you and your team accomplish your team goals and why. So imagine this. Balik tayo dun sa group of six. Magsisimula si Rose. Eros, sabihin niya, alam nyo? Eros. Sabi ni Eros, for question number one, choose one lang ha. I think the HR team needs a lot of positivity. I'm just kidding. Positive naman kayo, di ba? Nandun naman si Jack. Nag-uuma. Sobra nga eh. O negativity ba si Jack? Deliberative. So sabihin niya, I think my strategic would be a great help to my team. Kasi we do a lot of projects and there's no room for trial and error. So I think my sense of strategic can help that. Okay? Susunod, si Eros ulit. What character, knowledge, or skill do you need to grow in this team into a strength in this season? Kaya lang, in this season, sasabihin ni Eros, siguro kailangan ko lang mag-speak up. Kasi I have many ideas, pero hindi ko sinasabi, nahihiya kasi ako sa Kaiser Ice. Okay, does that make sense? I need to speak up more. Courage yun, character issue yun. Tapos lastly, how can the rest of the team help you in turning this team into a life-giving strength? Pwedeng sabihin ni Eros, pwede nyo ba akong ano? Pwede nyo ba akong, pag nakita nyo non-verbal ko na may idea ko, can you help me speak up? Can you give me a platform? I'm just making this up. Pero that's how the discussion should go. Okay? Or pwedeng, hindi si Eros yung magsalita, pwedeng si Lara. Since magkasama naman sila sa department, sabi ni Lara, alam mo Eros, ang galing ka. Ang galing ka. Parang mali yung Philippines. Ang galing mo. Oo. Ang galing mo. In fact, if you speak more, mas magbe-benefit yung team. So encourage niya. Okay? Okay ba yan? Let's do this. Go back to your teams and assign the first person to speak. Siguro in 3 minutes, kaya, no? One person. 3 minutes max. Okay, everybody, I is here. Enjoy na enjoy kayo dyan, ha? Oo nga, eh. Masayang-masaya sila, eh. Talaga bang nag-discussion kayo? Para nag-fellowship lang kayo dyan. Do you have any question? What question do you have? Anything you want to clarify? Ako, may question. Pwede bang, can I hear some of your feedbacks after the two sessions? Okay, what's running in your mind about Strengths Finder? What do you plan to do? Thank you, Sha. Alam ko, these guys lang yung pag-aayos mo ng book, but you're raising your hand. Akala namin naka-mic ka.
So, nung dinidiscuss po yung different themes nung last session, so naiisip ko po yung theme nung mga office mates ko. Eh, lima lang naman po kami, so minemorize ko na. Tinanong ko sila, ano yung theme nyo? Ganyan. So, in order for me na maging okay when it comes to working with them, and to understand them more then. So, minemorize ko yung theme nila. Tapos iniisip ko, ah, kaya pala siya ganito and all that.
So, wonderful. Okay, so i-apply mo na kaagad. Ang maganda niyan, lamang ka na sa kanila kasi alam mo kung paano. Thank you. James. Ay, hindi pala si James. Ano pa nalagay kay James?
Asan yung pangalan mo?
I know.
Si Kat.
Sa akin po, sobrang dami kong natutunan. Yung paano ka makikipag-relate dun sa mga teammates mo based dun sa team nila. And naalala ko lang din si Miss Carol kasi sobrang gamit na gamit niya yung mga teams na yan. Meron siyang list tapos nandun sa bulletin niya. Tapos pag nag-meet kami, tapos parang may nakakwento ako mga situations, parang check niya, ano ba yung team ni ganito? Tapos titignan niya, kaya pala. So parang nakikita ko din, grabe, sobrang useful talaga pala nung mga teams na yun.
Galing, ano? Alam ko, nasabi ko na yun. Sa staff who worked with me, importante sa akin na naiintindihan ko yung themes nila. Kaya pag merong mission, kailangan ayusin, kailangan gawin, alam mo lang sino yung super reliable. Lahat sila reliable, pero sino yung super reliable doon? Kumakanta pa pag pinapunta mo. Thank you po, ah. Sumasayaw pa habang ginagawa niya. Okay, from your group, from this column.
Okay.
Gandahan mo, ah, yung sa department natin yan.
Related naman po sa two sessions, diba? I realized that we can really improve on what God has still given us, and we can still improve on relating to each other, and we can still improve on our teamwork because we're called in this ministry, so we're called to really excel, not with the learnings of our past, but because of the new learnings that we have, and we're grateful that we have this new learnings, yung teams natin, that we come to understand it more so that we can work better. And since we're all growing in the ministry, our ministry is growing, we can really adopt, we can really use this to adapt with the growing ministry.
Galing, ah. Galing, ano? Sinong supervisor mo? Parang hindi mo natutunan sa kanya yan. Thank you very much. Now, before we end, just want to show you this one nice video that I got from YouTube. And okay ba yung volume natin? Pakilakasan yung volume natin kasi alam mo mahina yung volume nito. And I'd like you to think, to put yourself in the people in this video. Okay, iba man yung trabaho niya. Oh, break na. Okay na ba yung volume natin? Naka-mute ba tayo dyan? Walang sound eh. Okay. Well, they know that they have the strength to perform as a team. And as we can see, hindi lahat driver. You know your part and you become better and better at it because the team depends on you. And in as much as people spend so much effort perfecting what they're supposed to do, even in corporations, di ba? If there's, sa atin, we're compelled because we have a higher mission. We have a greater purpose. Companies perfect their craft and their ability to work as teams because of the bottom line, the profit. Pero sa atin, yung bottom line natin is priceless. It's the treasure that cannot be compared. it's the soul of people which is more valuable than this material world. So for that alone, may it be a motivation for us to keep working on the gifts that God has given us and learn to become one team. Amen? Because eventually, what we're really after is the glory and honor of God. Tapos isa pa pong encouragement sa atin. Their motivation with success, their motivation is success, is the bottom line, the profit. Our motivation and our drive comes from the power of the Holy Spirit that keeps changing us, making us better and better. Amen? So supernatural yung powers natin, hindi lang natural. With that, I just want to encourage you and thank you for being a great student, being great student in our two-part seminar. Thank you. Thank you, HRs.